U.S. stock markets, of course, are closed for the weekend, and perhaps not a moment too soon for many investors after a dizzying drop in the market over the last 5 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost almost 3,600 points during the week, or more than 12%. Other market indexes also suffered losses. Investors worry that the fast-spreading coronavirus may do lasting damage to the economy. NPR's chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley joins us. Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Please help us put all these stock market losses in perspective. How bad was this sell-off?
This was the worst week since the financial crisis back in 2008. And it's all the more striking because up until this week, investors had been pretty exuberant. You know, the S&P 500 hit a record high just 10 days ago. The Dow notched its own record a week before that. So we have seen a real 180 in the way investors are looking at the coronavirus and its potential cost for the U.S. and global economies. Scott, we've already seen a big decline in global shipping. President Trump warned yesterday the administration is considering additional travel restrictions. The State Department's now cautioning Americans not to travel to Italy. All of that is a drag on the economy, and it could get bigger if we see local or regional quarantines.
An unusual statement yesterday from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. What's his message?
Powell is trying to calm some of these market jitters. He put out a statement about 90 minutes before the closing bell yesterday. He stressed the fundamentals of the U.S. economy are strong, but he did acknowledge the virus poses what he calls evolving risk to the economic activity. The Fed chairman said he and his colleagues are monitoring developments closely and will use their tools as appropriate to support the economy. That's basically a signal that the central bank is prepared to cut interest rates if necessary. Now, the market continued to seesaw after that statement came out, so it's hard to say just how reassured investors were, but stocks did regain some of the lost ground at the very end of the day. So, in fact, the NASDAQ managed to inch into positive territory. So, while it was still a very bad week on Wall Street, that late-day bounce kept it from being even worse.
The White House is trying to reassure the American public. In the welter of all the discouraging news, is that message getting through?
It was kind of hard to hear that message over the din of falling stocks, but certainly the White House is focused on this. Obviously, President Trump likes to boast about the stock market when it's going up, and he's staking a lot of his reelection hopes on a strong economy. Larry Kudlow, the financial commentator turned White House economic advisor, did go in front of the TV cameras yesterday to try to play cheerleader, as he often does. Even Kudlow sounded a little more somber than usual. He said the important thing is not to overreact.
I just don't think anybody ought to panic right now. And we are going to stay the course on our policies, tax cuts and deregulation and energy and trade, and the economy is sound.
The president himself said on Wednesday he thought the stock market would recover thanks in part to strong consumer spending. But there's a real question now about whether consumers will keep spending so freely when their retirement accounts have taken such a beating. That's one of the things the Fed could be looking to address if it does cut interest rates. It was pointed out this week that we really need a coronavirus vaccine more than a rate cut, but a vaccine is at least a year away, and the Fed's rate-setting committee is set to meet in just 2.5 weeks.
NPR Scott Horsley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.